From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. troops to stay longer in Afghanistan. President Obama has announced he will maintain the current number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan through most of 2016.
As Commander-in-Chief, I will not allow Afghanistan to be used as safe haven for terrorists to attack our nation again. Our forces therefore remain engaged in two narrow but critical missions: training Afghan forces and supporting counterterrorism operations against the remnants of Al-Qaeda.
The administration had originally planned to keep only about 1,000 U.S. troops past 2016, but Mr. Obama says Afghan forces still are not as strong as they need to be. Iran is intensifying its presence in Syria, sending hundreds of troops into the country in support of the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Iran dispatched the troops into northern and central Syria, where they joined fighters from Iran's Lebanese ally Hezbollah. They apparently hope to take advantage of an extensive Russian aerial bombardment against rebels fighting Syrian forces. South African athlete Oscar Pistorius will be released from prison next week and moved to house arrest. This move comes 1 year after he was convicted of killing his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp in 2013. South Africa's Department of Correctional Services said Thursday that Pistorius will be transferred October 20th and stay under house arrest for the remainder of his 5-year sentence. Former Canadian ambassador to Iran Ken Taylor, who sheltered 6 Americans during the 1979 Iranian hostage crisis, has died at the age of 81. His family said Taylor died Thursday after a 2-month battle with colon cancer. This is VOA News.